99.9 FM W260C in Beaver Scene and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Heading into tomorrow's Michigan primary, former President Trump's bid to win the GOP presidential nomination appears stronger than ever. But opponent Nikki Haley is not ready to quit. CBS's Nicole Scandal.
Good looking crowd.
Nikki Haley campaigns in Michigan today, vowing to fight on despite another big primary loss to former President Donald Trump, this time in her home state of South Carolina. The former UN ambassador still insists she can beat Trump.
We need someone who can go in, put in 8 years worth of work, day and night, to focus on the solutions of the future and not continue to be focused on the past.
Haley is now on a 10-day nationwide tour with more than 20 campaign rallies and fundraisers.
New York DA Alvin Bragg doesn't want former President Trump making public comments when his hush money criminal trial starts next month in New York City. CBS's Graham Cates reports.
The filing asked Judge Juan Merchant for an order barring Trump from commenting on any prospective jurors in the case, known or any foreseeable witnesses and prosecutors besides Bragg himself.
A Trump campaign spokesperson calls the gag order request election interference. President Biden says he's hoping that a ceasefire and hostage deal to pause the Israel-Hamas war can take effect next Monday. Mr. Biden says his national security advisor tells him the negotiators are close. Former State Department Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller.
You have a better chance now than any time since the last exchange in November of securing the release of a limited number of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and an extended ceasefire.
CBS's Matt Piper on what led to the deaths of tens of thousands of people last year.
The National Safety Council says 44,000 people died in traffic crashes in 2023. While it is a 4% decline from the year before, it's about 14% higher compared to pre-pandemic levels. The council's Mark Chung says speeding and distracted driving are factors.
At the beginning of the pandemic, we had less people driving. I think that provided some drivers the visual cue or perhaps the permission to drive faster.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A merger between two of the biggest grocery store chains is being blocked over antitrust concerns. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The U.S. Federal Trade Commission announced it's suing to block Kroger's $24.6 billion acquisition of Albertsons due to concerns the merger would fuel additional grocery price hikes for everyday goods, increasing the strain on already financially stretched consumers. The FTC also said essential grocery store workers would suffer under the deal because of the threat of diminishing wages and benefits, as well as deteriorating working conditions.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihaut. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only one in three people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis where you or your loved one need get the help that they need, you have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wagihaut, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning their opener, the Brewers lost 10-3 in Arizona to the Colorado Rockies. More games today and tomorrow, and then on Wednesday, the Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs and their new manager, Craig Counsell. NBA, the Bucks with a 119-98 win over the 76ers. Before the game, the fans in Philly booing Doc Rivers, where he last coached before taking on the job in Milwaukee. Marquette with a win at home, 88-64 against Xavier. Cam Jones led the Golden Eagles with 34 points and talked about how loud their fans got during the game.
Basically, the crowd is a reflection of us at home and even on the road. So, you know, the crowd is going to follow our energy. And Coach does a great job of, like, you know, it's about us on the court and doing what we need to do. And then the crowd will follow. And we are the best crowd that I've ever heard.
Head coach Shaka Smart.
Really happy for Cam to get 34 points on his birthday. I thought overall, really good defensive effort by our guys.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly cloudy tonight, some showers possible overnight, a warm low in the mid-40s. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a high to the mid-60s, and maybe a shower in the late afternoon. Some rain and snow Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Much colder and windy. Right now it's 53.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. We're talking the history of WRJN with former morning personality Paul Kern. Tuesday morning at 7, right here on WRJN.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Monday as we barrel through February, a very warm February. World's probably ending, but that's okay. Let's listen to the radio and laugh together, and we'll go down with a fight. Coming up at 8:35, comedian, actor, and author Chip Chinnery. He will be along to give you funny money tips. That doesn't mean counterfeit. And talk about his book, Charging Mount Stand-Up. But right now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, today is the day the movie Hall Pass was released. Back in 2011, the writer is Peter Jones, who was the first, I believe, the first subject of the series Project Greenlight on HBO. Peter and Bobby Farrelly also wrote and produced the movie. And my next guest also added to the script because he's very funny and people pay him to make scripts funnier. That's what he does. That's how funny this guy is. He also had a very memorable cameo in the film, and he's a very good friend of mine, and I'm thrilled to have him on Nightlight, Rich Brown. Rich, welcome.
Hey, Pete Schwabba. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. This is so much fun. Thanks for being here.
I haven't looked about, not much of a studio I got here.
Well,
good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too. Rich is on the stream. If you want to tune in at YouTube or Facebook, you can watch the interview. Rich is a very handsome guy. Rocking the mustache. I like that, buddy. What is that, new? Oh,
yeah. No, I've been rocking this since a long time, man. I lost so much. Why did I have a mustache in my 20s, Pete? I had no idea. I didn't know.
Wait, no idea what? Lot.
I had fun somehow, despite, but
what do you,
I don't know.
What do you say? Like the mustache is like a repellent of some sort?
Well, no, yeah, I think it was.
Really? But now you have it back now. So what's the deal there?
Now it's just lazy. Now it's just, you know, pandemic.
Oh.
Who shaves during the pandemic?
You know what, Rich?
Really?
It's funny you say that. I grew a mustache for the first time ever. I had a beard and a mustache years ago. I've had goatees a couple times when I wanted to look artsy. And then in the during the pandemic, I grew just a mustache. And I just thought it would be fun to do. And why not, right?
Yeah, I really regret not going with a mohawk. I mean, I really, that was, I missed an opportunity there. We all missed an opportunity.
That's too far.
If you didn't grow a mohawk, well, why not?
If that's the time to do it, that would, you're right.
I guess that was the time. Yeah.
But I had a mustache during the pandemic and it almost led to a trial separation, but I didn't care. I stuck with it. And the trial separation was my suggestion because my wife would not accept my mustache. I was trying to look like Burt Reynolds. So Rich, this is so cool to have you here because Hall Pass, you're a big part of that film. Have you ever had a hall? First of all, let me just say a hall pass is like, It's when your wife or husband, I suppose, tells you you have a week where you can pretend you're single. You can have sex with other people. You can date other people. We can do whatever you want, right? Am I getting that right, Rich?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever had, has Dana ever given you a hall pass?
Not out loud.
No. You've taken a hall pass. No.
This is
all being recorded.
It's a fantasy. It's a fun thought, isn't it? But in reality, sure. No, I think that's going to come back at you really hard.
It's a fun thought, but if it ever happened, you'd be as big of a spaz as you would have been in high school if you actually were with another one.
Oh, yeah. 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 Have you checked your game out there, Pete?
No.
I'm 24 years with my.
Is that right? Wow. Nice.
You go back way back with Mary.
You can add another 10 to that. Yeah.
If you want to check your game, I think that's what the movie really captures you lose. You think you've got, everybody thinks they've got game.
Right.
You know, and nothing like resting it for a couple of decades to find out you lost it. You know.
but also, do you think, because a friend of mine once said, so I'm talking to the waitress and making her laugh and flirting like only a married guy can. Because there's no pressure. You know it's going nowhere. So you come across like this charming, funny guy.
Yeah.
But if push came to show.
I remember when we were young, I remember going to a party and we're going to Madison. We're in Milwaukee and we're going to Madison. And somebody's saying, oh, if we can't get laid in Madison, you're a loser. You know, at this bar that we're going. And I'm like, well, now I don't want to go. You know, because even though it's more likely, you know, I don't know, it's somehow the stars were aligned for this particular party we were going to. And then I'm like, oh, now I don't want to go because I'm just going to find out that I, you know, it's a bigger strikeout that way. It's like you strike out in a stocked pond. I don't want to strike out in a stocked pond. You know, I'm mixing my metaphors there, but, you know.
It totally
makes
sense.
It's nice
though.
To be out of the game and try to remember how fun it was.
Yeah.
But when you're in it, like now, to these days, this is a crazy world. I can't imagine. I mean, I'd love to. I'm watching my words here because she's in the next room. But you can fantasize about it all you want, you know, but right. I don't know, man. I'm glad to be, because I don't have. All right. Can I throw a joke out here?
Yeah. Pete? What do you think we're doing here, Rich? Tell, of course.
I used to be able to tell Pete that a girl was a little bit too young for me if she was giggling. And now I can tell a girl is a little too young for me if I'm giggling. I can't keep it in. I can't keep in the excitement, you know?
Yeah.
But now, kids today, man, Tinder and, like, you called me this morning, which is why I didn't answer. It was this morning.
Early. I was giggling.
10 o'clock? Oh, my God. You are out of the comedy world, Pete.
Yeah.
Like, now you've got to make an appointment to make a phone call to somebody. You got to text an appointment to make a phone call.
Is that crazy?
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the best protocol?
Yeah.
But in the dating world, or whatever you want to call the dating world with Tinder and stuff, I'm trying to find a good radio word for this. Not to be indelicate, but seriously, like, okay, I'm going to say the word butt munching. Is that okay?
I think you can say that. Yeah.
That is apparently a Tinder date, first date stuff.
Come on.
I don't know.
Are you sure it doesn't have something to do with cooking or eating or something and not a sexual thing? That seems a little intimate for a first date.
It sure does to me. It sure does.
Yeah.
I've got no idea. I'm just an old fart now, you know. But you know what? In our generation, I mean, I don't know about you, and I'm not getting personal. But that, you know, kids today, they're a little more pruned, or we were a more hirsute generation.
Yeah.
We weren't as groomed, can I say?
Yeah. You know, you want to make it all about fashion,
As far as going for a meal back backside.
God, you're still
we were not as trimmed, and Brazilian waxes weren't the thing, you know. It didn't
speak
stop
for yourself.
Me, Pete. Oh, I was
a trailblazer.
Me too. I was beating back butt brush like Teddy Roosevelt in the Amazon.
let's go for something cleaner like the movie Hall Pass.
Okay.
Rich Brown, just to let people know, my guest is Rich Brown, by the way, very tremendously funny comedian. Unfortunately, most of his jokes are not radio friendly, and he is one of the, were you a natural fit for the Farrelly brothers? Like, I love the story when our mutual friend told them your jokes and you showed up at a party and he was quoting your jokes. That is such a, what a great moment that must have been. Peter Farrelly telling your jokes to other people. And I mean, that's how funny you are, Rich. That's how good your jokes are or were.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't know. It's, yeah, I found my niche. My niche is the guy you don't want to be. The guy you don't want to be married to. God, she's such a good woman. She's such a good woman.
She's a trooper.
But she is a trooper. I have two wives, okay? My real wife, who's a sweet and wonderful person, you know?
Right.
And my comedy wife, I call Pickles, because I figure if you're going to steal from anybody in this business, make it Carl Reiner. I'm sorry, but that's an old reference. That's a Rob Petrie reference. I'm going back to the 60s for that. Buddy Sorrell's wife was name was Pickles. Anyway, that's...
Which wife have I met?
Dana.
Yeah, okay.
Pickles was a character on the Dick Van Dyke show.
No, I know. I've seen the reruns.
Once or twice.
I'm a little younger than you, but I've seen the reruns.
Yeah, you're a lot younger.
So...
Yeah, it was a kick and a half, you know. I figure comedy is like, this is ridiculous. This is the place to be ridiculous. You know, so all my stuff is a bit ridiculous, I think.
Yeah, and that's a great way to put it. And I love the story you used to tell how, you know, Peter Farrelly and Bobby, who wrote Dumb and Dumber and Me, Myself, and Irene and Hall Pass, you know, you used to take a phone call because one of them would call you on their way to do the Tonight Show and they needed jokes. I mean, how cool is that? Yeah. Is that a sign like that, hey, I've kind of made it here. You know, one of the guys who makes the best comedies right now is calling me for jokes.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt really good. It felt incredible.
Did the checks clear?
You know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great then.
Man, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. I wasn't checking my messages. I was in Chicago, and I'm heading to O'Hare to fly to Midway to fly to Pittsburgh to do the Funny Bone. I stopped and checked my messages, and I had like 17 messages. I wasn't checking my messages over Christmas because, you know, nothing was happening in my life. This is way back when. And then I checked my messages, and there's 17 messages, and it's Jackie Flynn, this buddy of ours.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Dore and Jackie Flynn are the guys that hooked me up with the Farrellys. Good guys, man.
Yeah.
I'm deeply indebted. It was Jackie going, Rich, you know, hey, they want you to work on the Farrellys want to meet you in Boston. They want, you know, we're on the new Jim Carrey movie. And it was like 17 messages and him getting more and more panicked. Each one was like, it's fucking tomorrow, Rich. It's fucking tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, oh, my God.
That's okay.
Oh.
That's a great place to take a break. We'll be right back with Hall Pass actor extraordinaire Rich Brown. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh.
In the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcome back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We want to do what's right while protecting our...
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Tomorrow night on the show, Andrew Genzer, comedy writer, will join me, and Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the entertainment reporter, promises to be another fun show with a few laughs tonight. In just a few minutes, Chip Chinnery will join me to talk about his comedy book, a bestseller. And right now, we are talking to Rich Brown, also a comedy writer, a great stand-up comic, bit of a potty mouth, as we saw in our last segment. I apologize. I know Rich feels bad. He forgot this was radio, not a podcast. So my apologies, but these things can happen sometimes. And we don't have it, you know, it's great to have you though, Rich. So, all right, so
I apologize.
No,
I felt like I was just talking to you, you know.
I know, because you can see me. It's like we're at the bar having a drink.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, can I remind you of a funny line you said? We were at a bar. We went to a Dodger game. Rich, me, my cousin who was visiting, and maybe Keith Leslie or Mike Siegel. I can't remember who was there.
Keith Leslie and Mike Siegel, yeah.
Yeah, and my cousin met us for drinks. He was only in town for about 2 months. He had these long, bangs. And he's a musician, and he said, "Hey, where do you guys go to get your hair cut around here?" And I said, "I usually just go to Supercuts." And he says, "No, under no circumstances am I going to Supercuts. I went there 4 years ago, and I got the worst haircut I ever had." And Rich said, "It's almost grown out." And listen, my cousin has a great sense of humor too, but didn't really know you and kind of gave you a look. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. One of the best guys ever to have a drink with is Rich Brown. And I love what you said. One of your old stand-up bits was, I used to drink a lot in college. And what did you used to say? My nickname was, it was like.
Oh, I used to throw up a lot.
You used to throw up a lot. And what was your nickname?
Hey, watch it.
All right. So I could talk about your act all night. So tell us about Hall Pass. So you punched up the script with the writers. And I'm sure that was a blast. And then they ask you to be in the movie. And you have to be in the film and move Owen Wilson out of a hot tub because he's injured himself. And there's you and another man in the scene, both of you naked, he being very blessed below the equator. And your character, not so much. Now, you keep telling us it was a prosthetic. Is that, are you sticking to that or?
Okay, it was a half-inch penis.
Okay.
So obviously we're talking Hollywood magic is involved here, okay?
Well, that must have made it you feel good to say, you know, he can't pull this off.
What they took this, I mean, really, it was like a half-inch penis, rubber prosthetic penis, right. And it's hollowed out, and I just put my penis inside of that.
That's crazy. Were you self-conscious at all doing the scene? I mean, you're not really an actor. You've always done stand-up and been a writer, but that were you self-conscious?
Well, being naked with a tiny penis in front of a bunch of people and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
60 persons. But they
you're
all
standing knew. Standing next to him.
Right.
My God.
But they everyone on the
blessed man.
Everyone on the set knew it was a prosthetic, right? Or did you have to tell them that over and over?
Oh, I went up to everybody one by one. This ain't the real thing. I'm packing.
It's twice the size.
It's twice. It's an inch.
Right. So.
No, actually, I try to stop. I try to switch the scene up. I was telling Pete, I was like, and Owen, I said, you know, this isn't actually a joke. This is a stereotype. You know, if Owen is disoriented, then I should be packing heat. Because Owen Wilson is disoriented in the scene from passing out in the hot tub.
Right.
And
how was he? Yeah. How was Owen Wilson? Was he cool?
Yeah, he's real cool.
Was he? He seems like he'd be a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah, I said that it should be switched, that I should be packing heat, and Thaddeus, the black
other guy,
actor,
yeah,
who was extremely gifted by God, he should have a time.
Right.
You know,
we got it. Yeah. So, Rich.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was going to ask you, do you still do stand up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are your favorite clubs to work, and where can people see you? Do you have videos online? Where can we steer people?
Oh gosh, man, I'm not the most cyber dude. I'm on Instagram. I'm Rich Brown Chicago on Instagram. I don't have any videos up there.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook, you know.
Okay.
I'm
any clubs you're working, they can come and see you?
I'm just bouncing around town out here in LA doing sets around town here.
Cool. Who are your favorite people? Who are your favorite people to work with doing stand up?
God, you were obviously one.
Stop.
Back when we had a lot of fun,
we
man,
did.
On the road. Those were magic times.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was a good time.
You were asking about good clubs and bad clubs to work. My favorite club to work was my favorite and worst club to work was the same club. That was KJ Riddle's in Orland Park.
Yeah, sure.
Southside.
That was a good room. Could be a good room.
It was the worst club to work just because when Ken owned it, because I got fired on Wednesday night, middle of the week.
Oh man.
He fired me. Cause he just wasn't, whatever. Yeah. He replaced me with an attractive female, that he was, you know, trying
to date.
Yeah. And then, but Johnny was the other guy, KJ Johnny was, if you remember,
Oh, sure. Love John.
He was a great guy. He was a lot of fun. Just for this one club it was kind of dark experience for me. And then one owner leaves and it's just the other guy. And he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I go back and I showed up and I'm not going to say the headliner's name, but when you show up at a club and the owner is on mushrooms,
not Portobello.
You know, it's kind of a loose week.
Oh boy. Yeah. That was a bizarre club.
Yeah, he asked me if I wanted to do any. I was like, "Oh, sure. The headliner is doing them, and you're doing them. I'll jump in." And,
oh, wow!
So that was like, and we like, I did about an hour before the show, so it started hitting me on stage. And you want to talk about going on autopilot? You know,
were you funnier or less funny on mushrooms?
I don't know. I got through it. I know that I got through it. And I maintained, you know, because I just stayed. I stayed on the rail. You know, I wasn't going to vary at all because I knew I'm not one to play with the crowd that much, you know, and you know, whatever, on mushrooms, I'm not going to do that. You know? But I just remember hitting my last joke and thinking, oh, thank God, and getting off the stage. Oh, okay. It went by without any badness, you know.
Oh, that's
and then
good.
You do what you do when you're on mushrooms and you hide from everybody that's not.
I don't know what that's like. I mean, give us a quick, you know.
It was a little nerve wracking.
Okay.
It's confusion squared.
Oh, geez.
So me and Johnny are hanging by the bar in the back, just hiding really from the room. And then the headliner's a very funny guy, great guy. He would open up by clucking like a chicken normally. That was his for some reason. But this guy can cluck. I mean, he can cluck.
Language.
He had a good cluck, very good chicken cluck going on.
Rich, and, Rich,
we're hiding.
Hey, we're gonna have to continue this another time, buddy, because we're up against the break. You are awesome, okay. Man. Thank you for doing this on short notice. I appreciate your time. It's so great to see you.
Fun,
come back again soon, okay?
Okay, good to see you, man.
All right, buddy. Tell Pickles and your other wife I said hello.
I will do, man.
All right. That's Rich Brown. Thanks so much. Coming up in just a few minutes, my second redhead of the show. This is crazy. A two redhead show. You don't see this much on modern day radio. Chip Chinnery will be here. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night. It's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and face.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. Michigan voters get their initial say on the 2024 presidential election as Democrats and Republicans hold primaries tomorrow. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says an effort is underway in progressive circles for Democrats to vote uncommitted.
That's what organizers are hoping for, at least 10,000 votes cast for uncommitted. Why 10,000 votes? That's the number of votes, roughly, that Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump by here back in 2016.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg asks a judge for a gag order in former President Trump's upcoming hush money criminal trial, CBS's Graham Cates.
It notes that Trump has been subjected to similar restrictions in other cases and cites a long history of Trump's public and inflammatory remarks about participants in other judicial proceedings.
President Biden is optimistic about a temporary stop to the fighting in Gaza and a hostage prisoner swap.
My national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns a week old Tuesday. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. Officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say that wildfire season in Wisconsin is starting early this year, thanks to a lack of snow cover and unusually warm weather. Last week alone, DNR officials say they tracked 15 wildfires that burned around 30 acres. So far this year, they've tracked over 50 fires across the state. The 10-year average during the same period is three fires burning by this point in the year. Most of Wisconsin was under an elevated fire risk on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly cloudy tonight, some showers possible overnight, a warm low in the mid-40s. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a high to the mid-60s, and maybe a shower in the late afternoon. Some rain and snow Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Much colder and windy, currently 51 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season. And since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. So great to have you with me on this Monday night. I don't even mind a case of the Mondays when I'm doing Nightlight. It's fun. That was fun talking to Rich Brown and celebrating the movie that is Hall Pass and his full frontal nudity, Therein Witch. Not sure I used that correctly. Joining me now on Nightlight to help me close out the show is another guy with red hair. This is crazy. I am making radio history tonight, and I don't even think people realize it. He's also a comedian and an actor, and now he's an author, and he is the founder and operates the website Chip's Money Tips, where he makes finance funny. Chip Chinnery, welcome to Nightlight.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I just panicked. I, for some reason, touched something on my phone, and then everything disappeared. Were you afraid that I disappeared and I was not going to be on the radio show?
You know what? I'm prepared typically for just such an occurrence. I'm not. It has happened.
You and Conrad are steady at the helm, and you didn't panic. That's good.
Sometimes, you know, Conrad nods off while I'm talking. I'm not going to lie to you. So it's just me running my trap. No, sometimes we just jaw, and it happens. But it's good that you're here.
Yeah, so. Thanks for having me.
Hey, how is
Rich Brown? Let me give you a Rich Brown fun fact before we get into the meat.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have the same birthday.
You do?
Yeah, August 10th. So go steal our identities.
That's so cool. Now, isn't that weird when people flip out when they realize they have the same birthday? And it's like, well, there's 8 billion people in the world and there's 364 days. It's bound to, there's going to be some crossover there.
There's going to be a little crossover, everyone.
But for two guys with red hair to have the same birthday, I don't know if that's happened before.
Yeah, we were on a show together once. That was fantastic.
Really?
People didn't know in the audience that we had the same August 10th thing happening, but we did.
Do you think it would have affected the show somehow if they knew?
Well, I think we'd have tried to find someone else to open the show who had the same birthday. But I don't know if that person's out there, to be honest with you.
Speaking of Rich Brown, who has, I mean, honest to God, I had to tell people, the guy's so funny, and there's so many Rich Brown stories, and I can't tell most of them on the radio.
Yeah.
So that's frustrating. And kind of rude of Rich, to be honest with you. He could have kept it clean during his youth.
Yeah, keep it clean, Rich, so we can talk about you later.
Right.
But he has a dirty story that he told me because I asked him to – he was flailing. He was getting out of comedy. And then in December of 95, I had him middle for me in Cincinnati at Go Bananas. And he said, you know, I was selling copiers door to door. And then I was like, you asked me to do this. And I'm like, yeah. And then I had a great week, and then he said something dirty, which I can't say on your show, about something he met a young lady, and something dirty happened. And then he's like, then I got back into comedy.
You don't have that kind of luck selling copiers door to door. Maybe you do if you're writing adult films.
If you're good.
If you're good.
Yeah. I was selling copiers in a small Midwestern town.
I sense an ink cartridge innuendo coming soon. So yeah, you have a book out there about just such occurrences called Charging Mouth Stand-Up about your first year in comedy. How's it selling?
It's done well. I was really surprised because, you know, you write a book and you put it out there and you're like, does anyone like it? But I sold a lot and it's still selling a little bit. But after this radio show, I'm certain it's going to go through the roof again. It did get to number one on Amazon, which is kind of cool.
That's incredible.
Comedy bios is like, wow. I beat out that kid Seinfeld and the other kid Rickles.
Really?
So I grabbed a screenshot. I think what happens is it changes daily a couple of times a day. So there's like a hot spot where everybody bought my book and all of a sudden it was at the top. I'm like, get screenshot. So that was fun. But it was kind of cool. And I love putting it out there and hearing from people from all parts of my life who were like, oh, this is amazing, and this and that. My sixth grade teacher chimed in. I'm like, ooh, Mr. Farrell, he even said something about it. It's cool to see the reviews, and people like it, and, you know, I feel fancy. And I get to call myself an author now.
Yeah.
I say it that way, cool. Like realtors do. Realtors and authors.
You're both special. I mean, let's be honest. You're a little more.
Who could live without us? Right. Here's my self-involved story, all about me.
Yeah, I think a realtor would enjoy a nice book between showings by a good author.
Could you imagine a book by a realtor about his realtor dealings?
Becoming an author, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Have we beat this to death yet?
I think so. Yeah.
I remember, Chip, I met you in West Lafayette, Indiana. That was my first gig outside of Chicago. I drove, two and a half hours for a one-nighter. I got in a car accident in a McDonald's parking lot because I was nervous about the show. And I met you, and you were like this normal guy. And that really helped me acclimate to the world of stand-up, I must say.
Really? That's cool. Yeah. And Rob Haney, who's about as normal as could be, was also the headliner that night at Nick's in West Lafayette, Indiana. I think that's a Purdue University campus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
And you, I think, were working on the Chicago Board of Trade or something like that.
I was a runner. And basically, I would take the orders into the pit where people were going crazy. It was like in the movie Trading Places.
Really?
And I was making $8 an hour as a runner, and that was my day job when I started stand-up. Luckily, there was such a boom, I started getting work right away, probably before I was ready, and was able to quit the Board of Trade, which I hated, after about 6 months, which was nice. But I was actually working on a book of my own.
You were funny.
Pardon?
So I remember thinking you were funny, so that probably was helpful. Oh, that's probably how you got the work so quickly.
Well, and you took my picture after the show with Rob Haney, which you did at every gig.
Every gig. I knew that I had, thankfully, a forethought or foresight.
Yeah.
That it would be a big, huge 10-year blur if I didn't. So thankfully, I took pictures.
It is for me, honestly. I hear names and I'm like, I don't remember. Did I work? And they're like, yeah, I worked with you. And I probably remember people that don't remember me. I mean, it's just good for you. It's like a diary. And now you've been able to do something with it.
Yeah, it's funny because people, like most comics, are like, oh, we worked together. It's like, was I nice to you?
Yeah,
oh, good.
Was that cool, before cool. I quit drinking or after I quit drinking?
I used to drink a lot. No, we are good. Oh, cool. This thing says here, I'm going right to my journal here. Pete Schwabba from Chicago MC'd. He's 23, single, been full-time since January.
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
So I was a full-time comic. Here I am saying it was my first gig. That's obviously not true. I should have kept
better
records.
Now, let me see. Maybe I'm lying. You know what? I might be lying.
I doubt that.
No, I'm not lying. It's April 3rd, 1990.
All right. So I just quit my day job, or maybe I was still doing it. I don't know. And then
he says, full-time since January, open mics since the National Lampoon Gel Contest in Chicago in August.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. Boy. It says here, he has a nice way about him. He could do well. Look at that.
Look at you.
Look at that. I gave you the thumbs up.
Where were you
in April of 1990?
On those dark nights of the soul where I was in some depressing comedy condo and I needed words of encouragement from Chip Chinnery. That's really cool.
This kid Schwabba, I've seen him. I worked with him. He did well. He can do well. He's going to do well in his business. I said something similar about that kid Chappelle. What'd I say?
Oh, that's right. You did work with Dave and he's in your book, right?
Yeah, he's the bonus chapter in my book because my book's about 88 to 89, my first year on the road. And then I took all, the journey. It's like it's a diary, basically. I took the stories and the pictures and it's little short chapters about everyone. And the book closes down with my 2 weekends that Dave Chappelle opened for me. One was at Garvin's Last Laugh in Washington, D.C., which is a great club.
Wow.
And the other weekend before that was a diner in Alexandria, Virginia, called the American Grill. And they had simply taken a table out from a booth, slid in a little 1-foot-high riser, and put a speaker there and a microphone, and that was a comedy club.
That's the stage. Oh, that's great.
But I wrote here about Chappelle, where he's very likable on stage, nice presence, big smile, not high energy. He'll probably be big in this biz. I predict TV and movies.
Wow.
He's so young.
He was so young. And you know what? He's such a, I don't know him, but I was at a couple things that he was at socially. Very mellow guy. Like, not, you wouldn't expect that kind of comedy. And not that he's high energy. You're right. He's low energy. So I guess that's the same as he is offstage, but almost shy, right?
Isn't he stoned all the time? Or am I confusing with some other comedian?
I have no idea.
I really don't know. I don't want him to sue me. Mr. Chappelle, please don't sue me.
And isn't it funny when you, I love that he opened for you.
Yeah.
And it's so, it's humbling. I remember working at in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and Mitch Hedberg was the middle act. And he was begging the club owner to headline him. And I was being, I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. Just keep at him, keep at it, keep writing, whatever. Just probably trying not to sound condescending, but probably I did. And he's on Letterman 2 weeks later. And it's like, okay, I guess he's figured it out, you know.
It is humbling. It's strange because I cut you off. Sorry, Pete.
No, go ahead, please.
No, I had, it's kind of strange because on one level, I know Dave Chappelle's super famous. And on the other level, I think of him as the kid who opened for me. And the two didn't meet until about 5 years ago when I was like, you know, I videotaped my show at Garvin's Laugh-In. Let me see if I have any of, I probably have Dave opening or saying. Oh, so I have a clip of Dave Chappelle saying, this next act is a very funny guy. You're going to really enjoy him. Chip Chinnery. And then he'd, and I'm, you know, the tape rolls, I get my whole show on there. And then Chip Chinnery, another Chipper from the Chipper. Right there. So I've got, you know, the biggest star in stand up these days introducing me. So that was kind of cool. I put that on my website.
You could sell that as a Netflix special, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's funny because somebody reached out. They said, hey, I saw on your Facebook page you have a clip of Dave Chappelle from this and that. And I got back to them saying, mine's just a clip. It's no clips of Dave doing any jokes. It's just him introducing me. But the person who sent me an email was working on a documentary, I think, with Kevin Hart that might be coming out soon, or maybe it is out. And I said, hey, the clip you're referencing, they had a screenshot of it. They said that's from a TV show that was I think it was Short Attention Span Theater. I think it was on the Ha Channel, which merged with Comedy Channel to become Comedy Central. And you can see a logo in the back. So I was doing all my sleuthing. I was like, in the back, you can see the logo for the Ha Network. So I think you should contact MTV or Comedy Central because they probably still own it. And so I did my that's my contribution. I'm sure I will be mentioned in the credits. Or
in the Comedy Hall of Fame, maybe, ideally.
so it was fun.
That's pretty cool. Chip, so you have this website, Chip's Money Tips. And what made me think of you, you were on the show a couple months ago, but I wanted to have you back because it's tax season.
Right.
Somehow you make finances funny and you're very knowledgeable. You've given me advice over the years. Do you have any tips coming up for tax people or people who might be listening that are entertainers because their taxes are complicated?
Yeah, I'm strange. Like I'm into numbers and I'm into money, but I've never done my own taxes. So I have an accountant do them all for me. Huh. And I'm just because it's so mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of stuff there. Mind-boggling. I like to say mind-boggling, but then people think I'm an idiot. So
I wouldn't have caught that if you hadn't called yourself.
Did he say mind-boggling? I don't know. Keep going.
Mind-boggling works too. That I like that. It's got a nice flow to it.
But my little tip is a sliver. Someone told me, hey, if you're paying taxes, that means you're making money. So that's a good thing, which I agree.
Sure.
But sometimes you're like, you get the tax bill and you're like, what? That's a lot of money. And so the hustle that I call it a hustle because it seems like it's devious and somehow not appropriate. But
you're being flagged all over the place right now.
Hey, what did he say? hey, that's a loophole. Loophole is just, that means it's legal. Oh,
right.
So it's okay? Well, it is till they close that loophole. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, what I do, and this kind of ties into a couple things. Southwest has a credit card right now that if you get the credit card and you spend $4,000 on it in 3 months, they're going to give you a Southwest companion pass. And why I bring that up is because if people are going to have to pay taxes or pay their accountant, like I got to pay my accountant to do my taxes.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, you owe the feds this and you owe the state that. And I'm like, that's a lot of money. But if I slap it on a credit card, and although it might have a slight fee on there, if the bonus on a new credit card is worth it, it's worth doing. Does that make sense?
Absolute sense. But I'm going to want you to explain that again in just a minute because I think I got it. But we'll be right back, and Chip will clarify that. Coming up next, more with Chip Chinnery on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is Don Rosen. Come join me for local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Tomorrow night on the show, Andrew Genzer, comedy writer, will join me, as well as Journal Sentinel Entertainment writer Chris Foran. It's tomorrow night. Tonight, we still got a few more minutes with comedian, author, actor, landlord, Chip Chinnery.
Bon vivant.
So, Chip.
Impresario.
You were telling us about how to do... Okay, so you get a bonus on a credit card. This sounds so easy, but I know I this is why I need it explained to me, and I need a website like yours. Can you just kind of give us the nuts and bolts of that again?
Sure. Generally speaking, you have a credit card. Everybody has a credit card, right?
Yeah.
Fine. That's fine. But new people, banks want you to get a new credit card because they want you to come over to their place. So they make some attractive offer to you, like, hey, if you come over here, we'll give you some money, or we'll give you this, or we'll give you that, or we'll give you frequent flyer miles. Come over and get this credit card over here. We're nice and pretty and we smell good. What do you say? So right now, Southwest is doing something that they've done with Chase Bank the past three Februaries. They've done this thing where they offer you a free companion pass for an entire year. Well, it's through the end of February of next year. If you get their credit card and you meet the spending requirement, which is $4,000, you have to spend $4,000 on it in 3 months. And if you do that, if you get the card and you meet the spend in 3 months, they're going to give you a companion pass on Southwest. Plus, they're going to give you 30,000 Southwest points to use. So a couple things here. 4,000 is a lot of money. It comes down to $45 a day. But they're on my, well, on chipsmoneytips.com, the highest post, the newest post up there is just about this exact thing. And I also have a link inside of there of 11 different ways you can meet a spending requirement without spending money on stuff you don't need. So I highly recommend looking at those little 11 points, because there are some tricks you can do that just delay meeting a spending requirement, but you... That's complicating the issue. It's just look at that link. but the idea here is like, hey, I like to fly. I have to fly at Christmas. I got to fly at summer vacation. We're going somewhere. So with a companion pass, the beauty is you can fly someone with you, your designated companion, on every flight you take.
Really?
I just tried to book a flight from here in September because my Miami Redhawks are playing the Notre Dame's and in September. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I want to go have a little college reunion there. And it starts at $800 round trip from Los Angeles. Now, if I fly Southwest to Chicago, I can have a companion fly with me.
And so, it's free.
It's free. I could do it every day. So I'm just trying to point the gold at this little offer. So, and if you get the card through my site, I get a commission. So just being fully transparent, you go to Chip's Money Tips, you click on the post and you read the thing and you say, I want to apply through this guy's site. It's easy. And I get a thing, but, that's not why I called. So it's a great, great opportunity, and you can change your companion three times a year. So like right now it's like, oh, I'm going to have my significant other be my companion. And then, oh, I could switch out. How about this? Officer Basket was in my fraternity. You know Officer
Basket. Oh, yeah,
Basket.
Trey. Yeah, he's great.
How about this? How about I switch out, get rid of the girlfriend for the September trip. I add Officer Basket as my companion. We fly there, and I save him $800. And then we get back to L.A., and I kick him off and put her back on. No one's the wiser.
Wow.
So this is kind of what you start thinking about. It's a tremendous deal if you fly at all. But look, even if that's the only thing you do, you save $800.
So you're saying
one flight a year.
I can do this. I can fly somewhere mm-hmm. with my wife, my girlfriend, and my mistress.
Not at the same flight.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's going to cause problems.
That's pretty cool. I'm amazed at people that can do that because, like, I've heard people that do betting, you know, they join a betting app and they get, you know, $500, but they have to place a bet and they place the bet and then they go make the other bet on another site. I don't know how all that works, but I know there are some people that can make money off it. It sounds like you just got to do the research like you've done. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I don't know about that betting app stuff, but this stuff here, the credit card thing, mostly when I mention something like this, the answer I usually get from people is like, yeah, sounds like a lot of work, and they don't do it. And I think that's because they don't do it. The Southwests of the world keep offering these great bonuses to attract people.
Because all the numbskulls are where they're making their money, but then they got guys like you that are gaming the system.
Yeah, baby.
That's awesome.
Yeah, keep that in mind if that's like, so just you're talking about taxes, you're talking about,
yeah,
you know, like, oh, I got to pay taxes. I can't afford to get a credit card and spend $4,000. But if you get the card, they approve you, you have it in hand, you pay your accountant with it, you pay your, I prepay my power bill with it, prepay.
Okay.
If I don't mess around, like I pay that, I pay a gas bill early and overpay. Like in Los Angeles, I could pay $4,000 on my Los Angeles power bill and be done with it
forever.
And then
if your plane goes down 3 months later, though, then you've gifted $3,000 to the Department of Water and Power.
I hope my heirs will then make a request.
You know what I just did there, Chip? I found a loophole within your loophole.
You tied a loophole with that. Oh, man.
That's really cool. That's good to know, though. And I've never been one of those people. Like, I used to get credit cards and charge the miles, but then I'd forget. And, you know, I just I don't mess around with it anymore. But if you're good with your money like you are and you can keep track of stuff like that, it sounds like a pretty good thing to do.
Yeah, that's the key. Actually, I break out a spreadsheet and I keep track of my credit cards, when I've applied, was I approved, this date, that, you know, and it's just a little bit of a thing. You could maybe make a reminder. You could keep track in an Excel spreadsheet. Or anything, piece of paper and pencil.
That's awesome.
You don't have to be fancy.
Yeah. Chip, we didn't even get to your road stories. Can you come back sooner rather than later? Maybe in a few days. We got to get to those. And I don't mind making this a mini series or having a two parter. So
cool.
I'll reach out. I really appreciate your time though tonight. This is great as always. Thank you, buddy.
Great talking to you, Pete.
You too.
Hi, everyone.
Chip. Have a great night.
Bye.
So Conrad, have you done your taxes yet?
I have not.
Okay. You plan on doing them?
I think eventually someday.
Okay.
Maybe in the future.
No rush. That's the Peach Wob advice on taxes. No rush. We got another text here from the 608. This is Ross from Crawford County. He says, good show. Thank you, Ross. Thanks for listening. And don't be a stranger. Text us tomorrow. We'll have a new question. I already have a question for tomorrow. But I'd like to thank my guests tonight, Tim Sowers, Rich Brown, Chip Chinnery. It's been so much fun night lighting with all of you on this Monday in the state of Wisconsin. Thank you, texters, as well. So much good stuff we get from our listeners. I'm Pete Schwabba. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin. You want it, you take it, you pay the price.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tuesday on the Devil's Advocates, the Michigan primary is on. Dom and Crute hanging out in Michigan. Tune in 4 to 6.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.